Hello and welcome to Crusade Radio. This is Treon Lassiter and our guest today is Sarah Lassiter, my daughter.
Hello, glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. Glad to hear your testimony, Sarah. Actually, I'm going to give a little background to this because I happened to be there. This was in March 2007, and we were preparing for a Dardanelle crusade. And we had gathered at the church. This was a Sunday morning. And we had gathered at the church so we could split up into teams and divide our literature up. We were going to go door to door. And as it turned out, the Dardanelle crusade was a very powerful one. And so we had gathered there at the church, and when I pulled into the parking lot, I noticed that your car was there. But when I got inside, I didn't see you, and I finally found you, and you were literally crumpled up on the stairwell in severe pain, and you didn't act like you could do much of anything.
No, it was pretty severe. And, you know, I'd been having some trouble with my stomach beforehand. I'd gone to the health food store and the vitamin store, actually, and she had given me just a small list of the things that I could eat. And I was trying to stick with that diet, and then she had given me some vitamins and pills to take, and I was frustrated. And that day, you know, we're planning on going out and doing the Lord's work, and it just seemed to come to a head. And it was a turning point for me. I was really on, you know, crumpled up in a ball and not able to do, you know, what I was there to do. And, you know, someone and you and some others noticed that I was really hurting and, you know, told Dad, our pastor. He came over and he, you know, anointed me, laid hands on me and prayed. And right as soon as, before the prayer was over, while he was praying, I felt a warm sensation in my stomach. And he prayed and went on. They were preparing for the crusade. I walked upstairs, which I definitely didn't feel like doing beforehand. I walked because I was on the stairway up, going up to the balcony, and I walked up into the balcony and I just fell on my face and just cried and thanked God because he healed me in an instant. He absolutely took it. I went to, after that, I went downstairs. We went out. We drove to Dardanelle. We went door to door. I was walking with a little 4-year-old, and she was getting tired. I was able to pick her up and carry her for a really long distance, which we walked a long ways, and I had no pain. Since then, I ditched that diet. You know, I was already eating well in the first place, but just this certain list of things, it was just frustrating, you know, trying to plan meals around just nothing.
It was very restrictive too.
It was very much so. And so I ditched that and just put all my trust in God, and really I have been healed since then.
And I
want to thank him because we went on to have a very powerful crusade there in Dardanelle.
When I saw you over there, I thought, oh, this is not God's will. There's too much going on here. So when I went and got your daddy, I really felt like you were going to be healed.
Right. And, you know, it's just not an accident when the devil, you know, brings something on us like that at a certain time. I mean, there's specific, you know, reasons why he does that. You know, whether it's taking away your joy or just plain making you physically unable to do what you're there to do.
Yeah.
You know, going door to door, talking to people, you know, you're being a light and you have so many opportunities. And he was trying to take that away. But
that's right.
I give God the praise because he wouldn't let that happen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I hope it'll be a blessing to everyone who hears it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A source of encouragement.